The council was scheduled to discuss and possibly approve a proposed neighborhood mixed-use zone. A related item, the master plan development process was set for a public hearing and maybe a vote. But due to a mistake in the notice posted by the county, both items were continued to April 7th. During a discussion on the neighborhood mixed-use zone, Councilmember Roger Armstrong said he's for the zone, but he fears if the details are not done right, it could incentivize density and growth. Later on, Councilmember Doug Clyde told us he doesn't agree the NMU zone is growth-inducing.
Growth-inducing is when we change the general plan, and we tell people that in the general plan we're going to put in new density and perhaps apply that zone or apply another zone through an MPD process either way, then it becomes growth-inducing. But just having the zone is not growth-inducing. Matter of fact, the point of creating the zone is to make sure that what we have on the ground reflects more accurately what's shown in the code.
You said the county's approval processes in the past have been haphazard and have sometimes amounted to let's make a deal.
Summit County, from the very beginning, has never developed zones that reflect the actual day-to-day operations of various entities. We don't have a recreational zone, a mixed-use zone. We do things under commercial zones with a bunch of additional regulations because that's a zone that is available to us. The purpose of developing the MMU zone is to have a zone that represents a land use on the ground that, you know, currently, for example, we have in the Kimball Junction area, but we'd like to have the zoning represent the land use.
The group also discussed affordable housing. Councilmember Chris Robinson said it's the issue du jour, as he put it, not just locally, but for the whole country. But Clyde said he feels that the problem cannot be solved by Stits and Brits.
Based on the way our current general plan is put together and based on our requirements to integrate affordable housing into our communities, that is to make sure that affordable housing are not just standalone compounds. But in order to fully integrate affordable housing, we're just simply not going to be able to do that. You know, we're told that we need, you know, 1,200 units a year or whatever the number is for the next 5 years. That's just not going to happen. It's physically not possible. And the county certainly is not going to to go into existing developments and become a new development authority. You know, this concept that somehow or another we're going to build our way out of this is just specious.
Robinson also said he's doubtful that the county has accomplished much with its requirement that 20% of new development must be affordable density. Clyde said he agrees.
The history is, in the past, if you wanted to get a project approved in Summit County, and you came forward with a large affordable component to your plan, you probably had a pretty good chance of getting it approved. And those were in the days in which we were using that 20% number. But we know now that that 20% number probably barely covers the additional employment that is generated by the other 80% of the development. So we're just chasing our tail with that number. So again, I think what he was saying, and I believe what we all agree on, is just coming in with a 20% affordable housing component is not going to get you new density in Summit County.
County Council Member Doug Clyde. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.